Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We thank God for Jesus. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are praying 24 hours around the clock. We thank God for all the prayer warriors that were on the line praying with us. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is truly good. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. We thank God for those that have sent in their praise reports, those that have sent in their prayer requests. We're lifting those names up in prayer, and we want to again thank you so much for sending your praise reports of healing, of deliverance. We thank God for those that are being blessed financially. We thank God for the miracles that you all are receiving in the name of Jesus. We want to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, we thank you this morning for blessing us one more day. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you for bringing us through last night's slumber and sleep. We thank you, Father God, for our homes are still intact. You kept us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Father God, because we're still in our right minds. We're able to praise you and glorify you and magnify you and lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because you're bringing us into another season. And we know, Father God, that you are God that could do anything but fail. We thank you for bringing us into the Thanksgiving season, being thankful for what we do have, thanking you, first of all, and giving you honor, praise, and glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank you for our loved ones that are still in the land of the living. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. We thank you, Father God, for our trials and our tribulations. Because you said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank you for right now, for comforting us right now. And being with us, Father God, when we don't know which direction to go in, don't know which way to turn, we can call upon the name of Jesus, the Almighty Living God. And we thank you for that right now, that you always hear and answer our prayers. We thank you because you're on-time God. Yes, he is. May not come, we think he should come, but he's always on time. And we thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for those of us that have jobs to work on each and every day. Those of us that have established careers. Those, Father God, of us that have invented items that will help other individuals. For businesses that have been established by your people. We thank you, Father God, right now for blessing us to be able to go to school, to college, to universities. We praise your name. We thank you, Father God, for those that passed the test that they have to take. We thank you because you told us to be quiet and take the test. We thank you, Father God, for all of us that have been able to come together as men and women in Christ and rejoice in your name. We thank you, God, because you sent your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Same God that healed the blind man. We thank you, Father God, because your Son, thousand. We thank you, Father, right now for those that walk by faith and not by sight, believing and trusting the Almighty Living God. We thank you, Father, for food on our table, fresh, clean water. We don't have to walk miles and miles and miles. And for those that do, Father God, purify the water that they receive and that they drink, that it will not bring any harm to them in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in El Salvador, Honduras, New Mexico, Germany, West Germany. We pray for those, Father God, and ask for those, Father, in the name of Jesus, in Venezuela, Russia, Iraq, Ukraine. We're praying for those in Brazil. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the United States of America, our leadership, President, Vice President, our President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray for that family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in their lives, and that our President, Father God, will call upon you and seek you in everything that he do, and that you'll protect him and put a hedge of protection around him. Grant him godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. We pray, Father God, for our Vice President, Kamala Harris, that you'll touch her and lead her and guide her in a very special way, and her spouse, Father God, and her family in its entirety. We thank you, Father God, for granting our leadership divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. We thank you, Father God, right now for delivering us from evil. We pray for deliverance for those that are just confused and walking the streets not knowing which direction to go in. Bless them with a place to stay. Touch their minds that they will want to be saved and delivered, and they'll call upon the name of Jesus and cry out to you, because there's something about that name, Jesus. Tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over every situation. Lord over every trial. Lord over every tribulation. Because you will bring us through once we cry out to you and yield to you and turn those situations over to you. Turn our loved ones over to you, our children, our husband, our wives, our boss on the job. We turn them over to you in the name of Jesus, our doctors, our lawyers, our judges, our school teachers, our professors. We put them in your hands, Father God. Then we lift up our enemies. We pray for those that despitefully use us and call us everything but a child of God. We put them in your hands right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. And we thank you right now because you're fighting our battles with us and for us. We thank you, Father. We're not going to give up. We're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Deliverance is nigh. We thank you for deliverance from alcoholism, substance abuse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for delivering some right now, someone right now that wants to commit suicide, but not on our watch in the name of Jesus. You will not give up. You will fight. You will fight. You will fight that battle because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. You will not give up. You will not commit suicide on our watch. Put down those guns. Put down those weapons. Put down those knives. Put down those pills, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now. Strengthen their mind and their body and their soul that they'll cry out to you and say, I surrender all. We pray for the liar, the thief, the backbiter, the gossiper, the homosexual. We pray, Father God, because you created Adam and Eve, and we're going to live according to the word of God. Not our will, but your will shall be done in our lives. Touch that individual right now in the name of Jesus that decided to do it their way. Let them know, Father God, that they have to do it your way. And you give them a choice. And we thank you right now. They have an opportunity to make a choice. Cry on you, cry out to you, and surrender to you, and go forth and make a difference in their life and lives of others. We pray that your will be done, not our will, but your will. thank you, Father God, right now for healing someone from cancer, HIV, AIDS, intestinal problems. We thank you, Father God, for healing that individual from high blood pressure, regulating that blood pressure, regulate that individual's situation with the blood sugar level. We thank you, Father God, for healing them right now in the name of Jesus, because you are a healer. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Touching that eyesight of the individual, Father God, where the eyesight might have been dim. We know that you could do it. You gave sight to the blind man. And we know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We know that you're a miracle-working God. Thank you for healing that individual, Father God, that wasn't able to sleep all night long, suffering and in pain. Take away those pains. Glory be to God. Touch that heart, Father, because you're a heart fixer and you're a mind regulator. We come against mental illness in our community, in our homes, in our schools, poor disease, paranoid schizophrenic disorders, depression, stress. We come against those disorders right now in the name of Jesus. Touch minds, Father God, of your people as they yield to you and regulate those minds. Fix those minds right now in the name of Jesus. Satan is a liar and he's a deceiver. Once we accept you as our personal Savior, old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We are brand new creatures in Christ, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Yes, you are a brand new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We thank you, Father God, for divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding. We thank you for blessing an individual that received that pink slip on their job, that you'll provide for them and their family, that you'll make a way out of no way. We pray for individuals that have lost loved ones this past week, just on yesterday. We speak against the enemy that's firing those illegal weapons at our loved ones, causing distress in our homes and our communities. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch those illegal weapons that are being placed in our communities. Stop them in their tracks. Then touch the minds of those that are using them. Let them know that you are God of life and that you give life so that we can celebrate. My God, my God, my God, touch the hands of those, the hearts, the minds, and souls of those that are losing those illegal weapons. Stop them in the tracks, those that are bringing them into our community. The drugs, the illegal drugs. Stop them in their tracks. Then touch their people out, your people, and regulate their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for peace and love and joy. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And it's joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. Because we trust you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory on this day. And we know that we will make it. You know that you will bring us through. Because you said you would. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We pray for all of those under the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that they stand in need of, make a way out of no way. Bless them in their coming and their going. Touch their hearts right now. Sometimes their hearts can be deceitful. We pray that you'll touch the hearts of the individuals that are listening. Those that have cried out to you, touch their hearts, that they'll have the heart of Jesus Christ, that they'll have love and compassion for individuals. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven. But they got to call upon your name. We got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to seek your face. Then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. You told us to pray without ceasing, and we are being obedient to the word of God. We thank you for the opportunity to pray with you this morning. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. We had 10,000 tongues. We can't thank you enough. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the miracles that's taking place in their lives right now. Miracles that's taking place in the lives of those that are listening right now. Those that are trusting God. Those that are dependent upon God. We thank you for healing and deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. We want to talk this morning for the time that we do have. Glory be to God. Protection prayers. Protection prayers. Prayers of protection bring heat, peace, health, and plenty. My sisters and brothers, all departments of life, for health, wealth, and happiness. Yes, it does. Prayers of protection work in all departments of life for health, wealth, and happiness. A businessman was very worried about his wife, who fretted over everything. And we have some individuals that are like that. They fret over everything. And we shouldn't. If we're praying, we should not worry. And the word of God tells us, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down. The word of God tells us that. Fret not thyself. She got very upset at night if she did not arrive on home on a dot. We have some people that think that everything, perfection. They were heavily in debt because of his wife's illness. And this man worked at a distasteful job as a bill collector in an effort to make ends meet. My God, my God. And we got some bill collectors on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Bless them, Lord. It was very unpleasant work, and life seemed just like a series of unhappy experiences for this couple. And some of you are going through some very unhappy experiences right now. But you hold on to God's unchanging hand. One day his wife was in town shopping. She noticed a sign that read, silence hour. Come in. You are welcome. The word silence interests her because she was trying to get free from fear and gain peace of mind. And there's someone that's listening this morning and need to gain that peace of mind, trusting God, believing in God, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Hopefully she attended this noon prayer meeting. The speaker on the platform with his eyes closed kept affirming over and over and over these words of protection. There is an infinite power within us that protect us from all harm. I can do all things through Christ who strengthen me. All things through Christ who strengthen me. For an hour over and over, this speaker declared these words and audience joined him. Following the use of this prayer, there would be long periods of silence in which the people meditated upon these words of protection. At the end of this quiet hour, the formerly nervous, high-strung woman felt like a completely reborn person. She realized that most of her fears were groundless. She determined to go home, clean house, prepare a good meal for her husband, and just relax and enjoy life. And some of you need to do that. Just relax and enjoy life. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Someone is going through a battle this morning. Let go and let God. Let go and trust God. You created that situation. Yes, you created that situation. And you know you did. But you can still cry out to God and ask him to forgive you and ask him to intercede. Yes, you can. If my people will call by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. She vowed to stop worrying about so many little things. When her husband arrived home for dinner after a trying day of bill collecting, he would hardly believe the change he saw in his wife. Instead of being distraught that he was late, she was calmly sitting by the fire sewing while the evening meal remained warm in the oven. When he asked what had brought about the change, she related the day's events and the great impact that the prayer of protection had made upon her. Their power within us that protects us from all harm. Thank you, Jesus. The Christ power in you, within you, protects you from all harm. But you got to believe it. You got to walk by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In the fullness thereof. You got to believe that the Almighty God sent his only begotten Son so that you will have everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amazed, he told her that every afternoon, that very afternoon, his bill for some time had told him that he too had attended that same noonday prayer meeting and was using that prayer of protection and faith that he would soon be able to pay up. My God, my God, my God. And somebody's going to be able to pay up every bill that they have. Call upon the name of Jesus. Surrender to him. It's November the 12th, 2022. I want you to list every bill that you owe, every debt that you owe. List every bill. And let Jesus Christ pay up for you. Watch him pay up every bill for you. Watch him decrease some bills for you. Watch him wipe out some bills for you. Pay up. Yes, Jesus is going to pay up for you. It's your payday. Thank you, God. It's your payday. Today, Jesus Christ is paying up for you. That's why he suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. He had the whole weight of the world upon his shoulders. He paid up. He stayed on the cross. He could have came down from the cross, but he didn't. He paid up for you, you, and you, my sisters and brothers in Christ. He's paying up for you right now. Those of you that have been in debt, he's taking you out of debt. He's paying out and paying up. Thank you, Jesus, for payday. This is your payday. November 12th, 2022. He's paying up for you, my dear ones. This couple found as they continue using this particular way to the whole new life of peace. Peace. Abundance of peace. That's what he's blessing you with this morning. You don't have to be strung out on drugs. No, you're not an alcoholic. Once God delivers you, you are delivered. You're no longer an alcoholic. You're a born-again Christian. You're no longer a liar. You're no longer a thief. You're no longer a homosexual. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. It's payday for you. A whole new life, of peace, of health. By His stripes you are healed. Claim it in the name of Jesus. And as you can claim it, believe it, that God is able. What He's done for others, He will do for you. He's no respecter of persons. He loves you with that unconditional love. He is a way maker. He will make a way out of no way. Try Him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Try Him for yourself. Believe Him with Him. Talk with Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're in the Thanksgiving season. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful, my dear ones. God will grant you peace, health, and plenty. That's the kind of God that we serve. God will grant it to you, Tim, today. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Trust Him this morning. It's your payday. It's your payday. Receive your blessing and thank Him. Thank Him today. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. This is your payday. Watch God move on your behalf. On time, God, yes, He is. He may not come when you think He should come, but He's always on time. And God is with you. He's protecting you from seen and unseen danger. Read that 91st Psalm, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The enemy is defeated in that situation. The enemy is defeated. You got the victory in Jesus Christ. But my sisters and my brothers, you got to live according to the word of God. You can't live any old kind of way and expect for God to bless you. You got to trust God. You got to surrender to God. Your life, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Trust God and watch God move in that situation. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. And you claim the victory in Jesus Christ. You claim the victory in Jesus Christ. Bless your people. Bless your people. Send forth healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. God, we trust you this morning. We take you at your word. And you are a God that will not lie and cannot lie. We thank you right now. We glorify you right now for healing in our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you for deliverance from evil. We thank you for regulating someone's mind right now. We thank you, Father God, for bringing them peace, abundance of peace in that situation. We thank you for working out situations in our homes, in our families, in the schools, in the churches, in our cities, in our counties, in our countries, in our nations. Because we are a people called to pray without ceasing. And we are being obedient to your word. We are seeking you first. Thank you, Father God. We're seeking you first. We're asking you first. We're thanking you first. We're praising you first. In the name of Jesus. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I thank you for your praise reports. I thank you, Father God, blessing your people. We thank you, Father God, for protecting your people from seen and unseen danger. Read the 91st Psalm,
breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. That's your prayer of protection. And watch God move on your behalf in every situation. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory once more. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And you have a blessed and a safe and a peaceful life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show at 10 a.m. this morning. WOLB 1010 a.m. Live radio. Tune in again at 10 a.m. this morning. Pat Show, WOLB 1010 a.m. Thank you, God. God has a blessing in store for you. Let go and let God. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing in your life. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.